It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
It is a warm your butt on your seat sort of morning.
Ooh,
I enjoyed
boy.
That as I was rolling in, man. The little bit chilly outside, and you get those heat warmers on your car rolling. For those who are bougie and have the seat warmers on their car,
I mean, how can you live life without them? Really, honestly.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, it's time for the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun little trophy, the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy. And Kelly, are you ready?
I'm feeling fairly confident.
Okay.
This week.
I lost last week, so losers go first. You laugh, you lose. I don't know if you know this, Kelly, but this past Halloween, I went as a former gifted and talented student.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I wore normal clothes, and when people asked me what I was supposed to be, I just sighed and said, I was supposed to be a lot of things.
Oh. Tragic.
Yeah.
This is where you ended up.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Someone just called my phone, sneezed, and then just hung up.
Okay.
I'm getting sick and tired of all these cold calls.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe my dad had been stealing from his job as a road worker.
Oh.
Yeah. I got home. All the signs were there, though.
They were all there.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah,
all of them that he stole. Yeah. Yeah. Talk to Dad about that. Hey, Ben, what do you call someone allergic to galaxies?
What?
Galactose intolerant.
Oh, it's You Laugh, You Lose. You know, I won $3 million.
Whoa!
From a
why
lottery.
Are you here? Why are you here then?
Well, I donated one quarter of it to charity.
Oh.
Yep. Proud to say, now I have $2,999,999.75.
Wow. Again, why are you here? I would have quit instantly. Kudos.
Thank you.
The commitment is there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What's the worst thing to say before a driving exam?
What?
Hey, does this thing have airbags?
Ah, yeah. Safety first, though.
Absolutely.
So, Kelly, my wife thinks the dog can talk to her and that every bark is a word.
Oh.
Yeah. My family asked what it was like, and I said, it's rough.
Now you speak, dog.
Rough.
Impressive.
Rough! Rough.
Keep working on that. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
When I was just a little kid, I used to pray for a bicycle.
Uh-huh.
Then as I grew older, I learned in Sunday school that's not how prayer works.
Okay.
So I stole a bike and prayed for forgiveness.
Ah, yes. You know, what do you call a cow with no legs, Kelly?
What do you call a cow with no legs?
Doesn't matter. Won't come anyway.
It can't.
Doesn't have legs.
I thought you were going to say something brilliant like ground beef.
Oh, that's the obvious punchline, Kelly.
That is the obvious punchline, is it not? That's my son's punchline when he was like 4. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Man asked his wife why she married him. She said, because you're really funny.
Okay.
He said, I thought it was because I was good in the you-know-where with the you-know-what. She said, see, you're hilarious.
I feel a little attacked there.
Do you?
Kelly, I sabotaged an origami competition.
You did? How'd you do that?
Well, the judges are waiting to see what unfolds.
Oh. Got it. All right. I'm guessing that's how you did it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
My dentist told me this might hurt a little bit. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes, I'm ready. She said, I'm sleeping with your husband.
Ooh.
Ouch, right? Ouch, right?
Couple guys were on a boat cruising. They passed by a beach. One guy points and jokingly yells, land ho! On the beach. Kelly yells back, that's rude!
That's great, that's great, that's great. I knew it was coming, I knew it was coming. That's great. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Accidentally took a laxative with holy water.
Oh.
I'm about to start a religious movement.
Tell us how you work it out.
Pray for me.
I will. Kelly, I conducted a local survey about which shampoo women prefer to use.
Yeah.
Two of them used Garnier. Another two liked Tresemme. And one preferred Pantene. Not sure what the last lady liked. I couldn't get a good look before I got arrested.
Creepy, sir. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I hurt my bottom after shaking it at the office party. Ooh. It was a twerk place injury.
How you feeling now? You good? All right. I'll take
it. Wait, play my twerk music. I need twerk music. Make it worth it.
Make it worth it.
Give me some twerk music.
I don't know if I have it queued up for
you. Twerk button. What happened to the twerk button?
What happened to the twerk button?
Yes. Yes, Jennifer. My twerk play. This injury took me out.
I'm just going to let you just hang there and think about what you did. You laugh, you lose. Congrats to me.
Whatever. I'll twerk my way back to victory next week.
All right, we do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. All right, Kelly K.
Okay, so do you remember we told you about Kevin Bacon being on the run in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania?
Not the actor, right?
Not the actor. There's a pig named Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
But actor Kevin Bacon started seeing his name pop up in search engines after this runaway pig was running amok. So Kevin Bacon, the human, decided to get in on the fun using his social media to help out a little bit. Chelsea Rumbaugh, she's the owner of Kevin Bacon, the pig, who, by the way, broke out twice before, briefly, before the latest viral excursion by burrowing under the fence of his holding pen. And this, you know, during the viral run, he had been gone for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And she set up this Facebook page called Bring Kevin Bacon Home, which kept a running thread of locations and news about the pig, tried to help coordinate rescue efforts, asked neighbors and friends to share it. That is when it eventually landed in the feed of a certain Mr. Kevin Bacon, the human.
Mm.
So then he shared the Facebook page on his Threads feed, captioned it with Bring Kevin Bacon Home. And over the course of his footloose adventure, Pig Kevin had grown accustomed to eating food from humans, eventually led to his downfall in the form of a sticky bun laced with harmless Benadryl, which for animals is a sedative. And that is when the pig came home and even walked freely into his pen. He's all like, all right, fine, I've been caught. And so they've since reinforced with concrete to stop the tunneling so he can't escape again. But so after all of this went viral, Chelsea realized that she could use this kind of moment in the spotlight to advance her goal of turning her farm into an emotional support center.
Oh.
So now she's got plans for their property to be an open to the public farm and offer services for kids and adults who struggle with PTSD and anxiety, depression. And Kevin Bacon, the pig, is going to be there for all that.
Ah, there you go.
Isn't that great? There you go. A little, it was an arcing storyline.
Yes.
We were hoping that we could create the feel good by bringing Kevin Bacon home, by bringing attention to it. And indeed, it happened.
Ah, there you go. Manifesting it.
That is correct. That's the power of, you know, I'm sure we played a part.
Yeah.
You know, that's the feel good. We will share it, tweet it, Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, this is a setting the bar story. Kelly, what are these?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Okay, so listen, if this happened to me, I might be on the other side of a setting the bar story.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally delivering $20,000 in lottery tickets, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because the lady named Danielle who received them had that exact predicament on her hand when...
Little angel and the little devil on the shoulders.
Yeah.
You could just scratch them off and just see if you win.
Yeah, this huge box of lottery scratch-off tickets got delivered by mistake to her office. Here's Danielle talking about it.
Is this a joke? Thinking it's like a joke tickets until I looked at the receipt and it valued $20,000.
Yeah, it's the real deal.
Wow.
With the scratch tickets. As I'm discussing with, you know, one of my employees, our values are like, do the next right thing. And so we looked at the receipt, where it's supposed to go, and went to return the box. I played the tape out through my mind. You know, what would happen if I kept these? Would I be able to sleep at night?
Yes, and you'd be rich. Oh, wait, sorry. No, that no, she didn't
no,
say
no,
that.
No.
No, she didn't say
no.
that.
No.
Yeah, those kind of things. And it was like, no, the right thing to do is to go return it.
Yeah, so she figured out where they went and returned those scratch-off tickets. But here's the thing. Even if she would have scratched off a winner, it wouldn't have been valid anyways.
Because dang it.
This is something I didn't know, but these lottery tickets have to be validated by the store they're delivered to.
Oh, so they're not like it's kind of like activating a gift card?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you can't use it or you can't redeem it. So the lottery officials would know that that was a fraudulent card or whatever, or a fraudulent ticket. And they would not, they wouldn't give you the money. So.
Oh, man.
I know.
So wouldn't be worth it.
Wouldn't be worth it.
Oh, dang it. So do the right thing.
So again, but I'm telling you, if $20,000 worth of lottery tickets got sent to me, I had a key in my hand, I might think about start scratch. Maybe just scratch one just to see.
Just to see.
You know?
It wouldn't even matter, though. Wouldn't it be worse
to
scratch off a winner knowing that it's, like, worth nothing?
Well, now I know. I wouldn't have known then.
Oh, okay.
So that's why we're doing this, setting the bar story. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without delivering $20,000 worth of lottery tickets to the wrong person, then you're doing okay.
Oopsies.
Yep. There you go. That's your setting the bar story. So Taylor Swift is doing her international leg of her Eras Tour on 99.7 DJX. And we all were wondering, well, when that starts, will the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift love affair kind of simmer down
fizzle out?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Once she goes on tour. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs happen to have a bye week. And so Travis flew to Argentina where he caught the show. And the internet absolutely went bonkers when she changed a lyric, one word in her song Karma. I'll play it. Let's see if you can figure out what it was.
OMG.
Instead
Karma's
of
the guy on the Chiefs.
Yeah, instead of Karma is the guy on the screen coming straight home to me. It's Karma is the guy on the Chiefs. And, you know, he's in the audience. He's standing right next to her dad, who's wearing a Kansas City Chiefs lanyard. And it's just like, my gosh, these two.
OMG.
Yes.
Like, they went nuts. They were both genuinely shocked. And you could just tell that he was like, on cloud nine.
Yes, I mean, and it's so funny seeing the side by side comparisons between Joe Alwyn in the stands watching Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. They are polar opposites. 180 degree difference between
different
the two.
Energy.
Yeah, complete different energy. So, anyways, love that. We could see the video, and I'm sure you've seen it 1,000 different places. But WDJX.com. Okay, so help us out with this real quick. Is this kind of cute in a clever way, or is it just kind of like maybe a deal breaker? I don't know. It's courtesy of TikTok, but what would you say, especially if you're out on a first date, the guy goes, hey, let's split this halvesies, all right? Would you like the approach from this girl on TikTok who says this?
When a man wants to go 50-50 with you on a date, do this. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed right now. Wait, you wanted to just be friends?
Oh
And then she goes on and is like, I'm so confused. The entire time I thought this was a date. I'm so sorry. Here's my card.
I did not see that coming. I totally expected her to say, oh, I forgot my wallet.
No. She offers up to pay, but she just is basically like, okay, obviously, since you're not getting my check, my sandwich and soup here at the restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, we're just friends, and this is not a date. And so, so what is that?
That's kind of snarky, kind of clever. I think it depends on how it's received. Like, if the guy's got a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And if he can roll with that and get what she's trying to do, not be offended, then I think it could work.
It could work, yeah. But can you recover from that?
Well, he learns real early on that you're paying, dude.
Yeah, obviously, if we're out together and I'm not paying, we're just friends.
Exactly. All right.
I mean, you know, call me old fashioned. If I'm going out on a date with someone, and it's been a while since I've gone out on a date with someone, but I'm paying for it. And
yes.
Now, if I don't, if I'm, and look, I know everything's expensive and all that stuff, but if I know that I don't have a whole lot in the old bank account, then I'm figuring out something that I guess is budget friendly.
Sure. Well, there is also the theory of and the philosophy of whoever asked for the date pays.
Right. So if she's going to this restaurant or going eating dinner or whatever at this place on his request,
yeah.
Then he springs the, oh, hey, I figured we'd go Dutch and, you know, split the check half and half. Then I get it where you're like, oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-kay.
Yes.
Well.
But yeah, I feel like on a first date, somebody is picking up the entire check.
But do you like that approach?
I think it's kind of cute if he has a sense of humor and he gets what she's trying to do.
Oh my God. I'm so embarrassed right now.
I thought this was a date.
Wait, you wanted to just be friends?
You wanted to just be friends?
Oh.
Are you friend-zoning me right
now? Oh, no. This is awful.
I mean, cute. That's kind of cute and snarky at the same time.
We'll tweet out the TikTok you can see for yourself. And if you want to let us know, 502-795-1997. But yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, David is reaching out. We've got this, by the way, on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show if you want to chime in there. Hey, guys, something happened over the weekend that I can't really stop thinking about. And I don't want to talk to my friends about it because it kind of involves them.
Okay.
My girlfriend and I went to another couple's house for board game night. We were having a ball, laughing, having a great night until I realized just how competitive my girlfriend is.
Okay.
She cheated, and it caused us to win the game.
Okay.
Like, why? What does it matter if we win or not? We weren't playing for money or anything like that. I didn't call her out in the moment because I didn't want to embarrass her, but she never brought it up, and I'm just kind of really bothered by it. So, I mean, I could be making this a bigger deal than it needs to be, but I just wondered if she's willing to be dishonest on this small level. What bigger stuff could she lie about? Or what lesson would she teach her future kids?
Mm.
Like cheating is okay to get ahead in life? So what do you guys think?
I mean, I think you just say something to her about it. I mean, you know, I don't know if you have game night at friends' places or not, but I know, you know, when my wife and I go and like play cards over at a friend's house and stuff like that, you know, we just play cards. It's mostly about the conversation, not about the game. And
that was his point. He's like, why did she feel the need to win?
Yeah. And I think I would feel weird knowing that one of us had cheated.
Yeah.
Like why?
Yes.
Yeah. No. So I totally get what he's saying. I totally understand.
This could be an indicator of even bigger red flags down the road. If she thinks this is fine, do you think she's going to kind of blur the lines of honesty with bigger things.
So in college, I was a part of a card playing tournament in my dorm room. And we had a, you know, and there was, I want to say there was a small pot of money involved. So yeah, we were gambling. We were playing cards and we were gambling. Uh-huh. And it was in our dorm room. And I remember my, one of the guys that were down the hall, I mean, we knew he was cheating and he was not necessarily secretive about it. But he ended up winning the whole thing and we just all kind of accepted it and moved on with our lives. I don't know. So, but my point is he's now, he's a fine person now. So I don't know if that's necessarily an indication that she's going to be an awful person for her entire life or anything like that.
Right. Like, you know, I guess teaching their future kids lessons.
Yeah, maybe that's a bit extreme, but, you know, maybe she's just, maybe she is competitive and maybe in other circles that she runs in, they all cheat too and she knows it and she has to do that to get the edge or whatever. And you just have to explain to her, hey, you know what? When we're doing this, it's just for fun. We don't have to worry about cheating and things like that. I saw you cheating. I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but, you know, and be prepared for her to get defensive about it, too. So
exactly. Ashley says this is totally an episode of King of Queens. Carrie cheats on game night and Doug calls her out on it at home. Mm-hmm. Oh,
so what happened? Right. In the episode?
I don't know. I need to find out. Maybe that's what he just sends her, that little episode on YouTube if he can find it. Or didn't wasn't it Monopoly that has like a cheater's version?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Buy her that. But he needs to bring it up. If it's bothering him, he needs to like ask her, like, hey, why'd you feel like you needed to cheat at game night?
That now, Brittany weird, right? says kind of the opposite. Wow, if you're letting a little cheating bother you on that board game, you need to end the relationship. I mean, that's crazy. I couldn't tell you how many times now my now husband cheated at strip poker just to, you know. Well, look at that. I guess I lost again.
That is different. I feel like that's different. Yeah, Patrick doesn't think this is an issue. He's like, it's a game, bro. Chill out.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that in that scenario where you're just with friends, it's like, why are we doing this? Why are we cheating? So, you know, maybe the next time you go and you go out and you do your thing, you just jokingly say to her, hey, no cheating this time in the car before you exit. And she's like that, wait, what do you mean? Like, come on, I saw you cheating last time. We don't need to cheat this time.
Yes, and that is non-confrontational. It makes it seem like it's not a big deal, but that he's getting his point across. I like that.
And then if she continues to cheat, then, you know,
that's like, a problem.
Then you play strip poker and let's see how well you do now. Let's see how well you do now. All right. So I think that's what you do. And unless you have anything else that you want to contribute or a story about being in that same situation with your spouse or your significant other and what happened.
Was this an early warning sign?
Yeah.
Is this something you should pay attention to?
Are we missing a big warning flag here that we just don't see? Let us know. 502-795-1997. So on the way here in just about 15 minutes, big concert announcement. Plus, we'll hook you up with tickets for that or another big show with Pick Your Ticket coming up here in just a little bit on 99.7 EJX. Amy, you had a question about something that was on the show last week.
This is a question from a while ago.
Okay.
So I apologize, but I haven't been able to call you since you said this, because you said it like you played the clip again at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day when you were talking about liquids coming out of your fingers, and I on Facebook made the comment about it's not like we would drink liquids from fingers anyway. That's kind of gross.
Uh-huh.
And you made the comment on the air that we do this, that we drink liquids from our body. So I need to know what liquid from our body that we're drinking, because I can't think of one.
You can't think of any liquid from your body you drink?
Ew!
No.
When you say it like that, Ben. Well, and you
said,
what's the answer?
Those words, though. You said, we do this all the time, though.
Hey, what's the answer, Ben? What are we drinking?
Well, the first thing that came to mind was breast milk.
Oh, God.
But we're not drinking that. After
right, no.
5 on a good day,
yeah.
You could be done with that.
Right, exactly. Yes, it's only babies because they don't know any better.
Correct.
We'll just stop the conversation there. I was thinking
you cut your
milk.
Finger and you eat your you drink your blood. Right? Just, is that what you were thinking?
I was just
or you're stopping at breast milk.
I was just thinking breast milk.
But that's not something that you said we do it all the time.
Yes. Yeah, yes. That is the key part of that statement.
That
you're right.
The comment that you made. Yeah. And I have been thinking about this since like Thursday or Friday when you said that.
What is he doing on the weekends?
By the way, Amy, 5 liquids coming from your fingers. What are they?
Gasoline, Diet Mountain Dew, chocolate milk, and I forget the 5th one that I picked.
Oh, you got to have some really good labels, because what if you accidentally drink the gasoline
finger? If they're coming out of your fingers, you're going to know which they are.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe one day you're a little sleepy and you just kind of forget which one was the gasoline again, and then oopsies.
That'd be bad because my 7-year-old wants chocolate milk all the time, and then I don't have to get off the couch to get it for him because I can just use my finger.
You're like, whoops, sorry, that's gasoline. Don't drink that.
Don't drink that one.
That would save some time. Away.
All right, Amy, I'm so sorry that you've had to think about this for days and days and days.
No, thank you for bringing this conversation back up.
No, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Oh, listen, this Jamie, Becky, Patrick, they're all saying saliva. We drink our own saliva.
Yeah,
That's a valid point. I didn't want to think about that, though. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thanks for bringing up things I don't want to think about.
Well, yeah, saliva and breast milk. Two obvious things that come from your body.
No, again, we are not drinking that all the time.
Well, the some do it to survive, Kelly.
Okay. Yes, but most adults, all adults are not doing that.
Which, by the way, I don't know if you caught this or not, but we did get an opportunity to hear what it sounded like the first time Kelly saw a man naked.
No. Oh, God. Stop. Stop it. Stop. You cannot use my genuine shock against me like that. Oh, God. Stop.
Must have been quite the memorable
show. Bites me
memorable
in the butt
show
on a daily basis.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, hey, Amy, sorry that we left you on such a cliffhanger there.
She's been thinking about that since last week.
It's like, last week sometime.
Yeah.
All right. We get it. We understand. All right. Well, hey, thank you. And again, sorry that had to be a thing that you had to try to remember or
sorry
ponder.
For everybody else thinking now that you're drinking your own saliva.
But yeah, 5 things. If 5 things came out of your fingers, that's what we were talking about last week. 5 liquids that came out of your fingers. Obviously, they'd be sanitary. They'd be coming from your own body. You know, what would they be? And that was the big rousing conversation that we got into. And I think I had 2 different types of water. I had regular cold, nice filtered water. And then I had sparkling water because
that is such a waste.
Hashtag delicious. Then I had gasoline in one. And
see,
then
again,
I had maybe a bourbon. And then I can't remember what the 5th one was either. But anyway.
There's so many people that mention gasoline, which when you're thinking saving money, yes, I understand that. But again, when you're putting it next to drinking fingers, that could get dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying label them.
Kelly, if it's your own hand, you're going to know what
just
it
saying,
is.
Just saying, sometimes you might forget.
Okay.
Sometimes you might forget.
Okay. All right. So anyways, thank you, Amy. And if you want to listen to the entire conversation, we got it up on the podcast at WDJX.com. It's a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And let's give an opportunity to Channa calling us from Greenville. Hi, Channa.
Hi.
So Channa is 35, has brown hair, drives a Traverse, is in accounting, and is single.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Ooh, opportunity. Like, you get these tickets and you can be like, you know, all right, who's going to go with me to this show?
I know. That.
Yes.
Yeah,
what
but
I'm hoping for.
Well, but Channa, you don't want a guy that just wants you for your great hookup and your things, right?
Yeah, that's
you,
true.
You want a guy that's there for you, who loves Channa for Channa, right?
That's true.
That
but
is
it could
true.
Start with a concert.
But there's a chance.
There's
absolutely.
Yes, that is true. That is true. So If there were some eligible bachelors listening to the show right now, what sort of individual are you looking for?
Oh, let's see. I need a little bit taller than me.
Okay, so how
I'm asking for? I'm five six, so I'm not asking for much.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty typical. What kind of celebrity does he need to look like?
Ooh, if we could have like a Chris Pratt or a Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, girl. Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
Yes.
So your expectations aren't very high, obviously.
Not at all.
All right. Not asking for much.
All right. Well, Chana, good luck to you with that. It's Little Kid, Drunk Adult, and Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Yeah, you know, you're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out that story happened when the person was a little kid or made a bad decision as a drunk adult.
All right, you ready?
Okay, perfect.
All right, here we go. First one, little kid, drunk adult.
I got stopped by security shoplifting a Snickers from Walmart.
Okay. Oh, ooh. That could go either way.
Well, could be, because you could be hangry.
That's true.
Or that's true. To be a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go little kid.
Little kid. All right.
Little kid. I'll stick with you on that one.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yes. There you go. Yes, little kid.
So, okay. Like, I wanted a candy bar, and my mom told me that I couldn't have it. So, I took off running out the door, candy bar in hand.
Oh.
Ran past the security guard. And got chased down in the parking lot.
Oh, my gosh,
because of a candy bar.
Okay, so this wasn't like my daughter thinking, well, it's right there for you to take. They must want you to just have it for free.
Obviously.
That is not she knew it was wrong and just bolted.
All right. Chana, you are one for one. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I had to go to the hospital for putting a firework in my butt.
Oh, my God.
But honestly, who hasn't?
All of us.
I'm going to get this one out, but I haven't.
Oh, all right, so I'm alone on an island again.
Yes, you are. Oh. Yes, you are.
Oh, I'm going drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yes, that has to be the only answer, because my kid better never.
No.
Curiosity, though.
Stop it. No. No.
How else are you going to get that bottle rocket to... All right, never mind.
I was... A drunk adult.
Yes, you were. Of course you were.
Yes.
That's a bad choice.
Yeah. Too much tequila on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
I ended up putting a bottle rocket in my butt, and it exploded.
Oh, that's exactly what he did.
That could have been very ouchy. Ouchie,
because
Ryan.
Because you know bottle rockets, they have that little like stick that comes out of the rocket.
We know. Yeah. That's how that works.
And so you're supposed to put it in an actual bottle, and that's how you fire it off.
Uh-huh.
But if you don't have a bottle, what else are you going to use?
What? Yeah, he had other plans.
He's probably a Boy Scout because, you got to...
Oh, Boy Scouts are doing that?
No, I'm saying Boy Scouts figure out how to problem solve these situations.
I feel like the Boy Scouts are going to call right now and say, do not associate us with that story at all.
All right,
Chana. I need some medical professionals, though, to chime in and tell us exactly how many people they've seen because of that. It's probably more than we think.
All right. Well, Chana, you are 2 for 2 so far. Here we go.
Playing the game.
Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I got stuck in a storm drain.
Again, who hasn't?
Stuck in a storm drain. Oh, boy.
I'm going to... I'll say little kid. Hopefully, playing in a creek or, playing around with a friend.
That's what I was thinking. Hopefully, it's not around Halloween time and Pennywise down there.
All right, well. Ooh. So, both of you saying little kid?
Yeah.
All right.
I was a little kid.
Yeah, you were.
There it is.
3 for 3.
Look at that. 3 for 3! 3, 4, 3!
I like it.
Good job!
My ball went down a storm drain, so obviously I went after it. I ended up getting stuck for over 6 hours.
Oh! Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, probably people didn't have a cell phone to call mom either.
Hey, anybody know where Shelly is?
And the fire department and EMTs had to come in and save me.
Wow. All right.
A rescue operation and everything.
So...
Oh, dang.
All right. Well, congratulations, Chana. You are a winner.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. And now she's going to launch her own separate contest of who wants to go with me to the show.
There you go.
Right.
All right. Well, Chana, congratulations. Hang on the line another quick sec for us, okay?
Thanks.
Oh, the best part is none of that happened to us. And that always makes me happy in this game. I can walk away with my head held high knowing I was not stuck in a storm drain for 6 hours and didn't put a bottle rocket in my butt.
All right. If you want to be a part of Little Kid Drunk Adult, we'd love your stories.
Yes. So record a voice note. Give us a little teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email it at BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Now, look, I understand that Kelly and I have certain, privileges because of our job and what our job affords us. We have an access to maybe some celebrities or some musical artists that normal people wouldn't.
Right, so it's kind of not fair for us to share any of our stories because they're not really organic.
Yeah, I mean, we still can. I mean, in those chance encounter sort of stories, you know, other than, well, we were talking to so-and-so on the air and blah, blah, blah. No. Or we got to go backstage and interview so-and-so. Yeah, I mean, that's not a chance celebrity encounter, right?
I did have a chance celebrity encounter, though, when you're like around Derby time when a lot of celebrities came into town. I was at was it called Blue Martini back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was on Baxter. And there was Jim Caviezel, a.k.a. Jesus from The Passion of the Christ. And we had like a half hour conversation. He was delightful. Drunk, but delightful.
Well, yeah. I remember Vince Vaughn shaking hands with Vince Vaughn again, kind of around Derby time. I also remember shaking hands with O.J. Simpson and looking at my hand going, wow, the things
you
that have
shook
cut.
Hands?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yes, I did.
I ran into him in a stairwell at Petrus. Remember Petrus?
Yeah, that was on Main Street back in the day. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, but I ran into a stairwell going up to the VIP, and there he was face to face. I was with my brother-in-law, and he was stoked about it. And we're like, Billy, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was going to say.
It was shocking.
O.J. Simpson, I remember looking at my hand going, wow. The things that hand has seen.
Oh, no. No, sir. No, sir.
But yeah, those chance celebrity encounters, would love to hear yours. 502-795-1997. So Amber had sent us a text this morning, like bright and early. We were like, hey, we got to be able to call you a little bit later. But she screenshotted and she was just like, hey, something fun happened to me on Friday. And y'all will appreciate this, especially you, Kelly. So Amber, go ahead.
Okay, so with all the hype going on with NSYNC reuniting, which they never really went away, we know this, but with them getting back together, last week was the 25th anniversary of Home for Christmas, NSYNC's Christmas album.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to promote everything, we were all submitting anniversary videos, so I put mine out there. Well, lo and behold, I have my phone blowing up. NSYNC has shared your stuff.
OMG! OMG.
I lost it. I don't know what I was doing, but I dropped my phone. I left the room.
Amber, your reaction video, you were crying. It was so cute.
I'm not okay right now. Reposted my video. I'm crying like a little baby.
So I come into my living room. I'm like, guess who just shared my stuff to my husband? And I was like, it was NSYNC. And I was like, they got excited for me. I got excited. I was like, I'm going to cry. Next thing I know, I'm crying for like an hour straight. My husband's like, are you 12 years old again? Like, what is going on right now?
You don't understand.
Amber, there was
my
a moment.
16-year-old.
It's probably been 10 years at least, but I remember NSYNC replied to one of our tweets. We legit printed the tweet out and we had it displayed for a good year.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that is the best. That's the only acceptable reaction. Like, if you're not freaking out, you are not on. Like, we are not on the same team. Like, we are not on the same page.
We are not.
Who
the
are
same.
You? 17
yes.
years later, do I even know you?
Right.
Thank you, Amber. That is hysterical.
So, I mean, yes, I think I'd cry too.
If the group just like noticed you on social media, was like, oh, hi, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey. You're like, oh, my God, you don't understand. You don't understand. So have you ever had a celebrity notice you, like in real life or on social media? We'd love to hear your story, all right? 502-795-1997. We'll get to Shannon's here in just a second. She just messaged us coming up here with a celebrity who actually Kelly and I have also had an encounter with. Now, I know Louisville's not a hotbed of celebrity activity. A lot of people are texting in with their Jack Harlow. Yes, of course, Jack Harlow and Jennifer Lawrence. A couple of the local celebrities, of course, now that they are celebrities, you know, they'll come back and you'll have those run-ins with that as well. Allie said, throwback to the 2009 birthday bash when I saw Justin Bieber and his mom walking down the street. It is one of the most horrendous pictures of me, but I can't live it down. It's just, I love it. I love it. It's just baby Justin Bieber there.
He was 14 back then.
And so, of course, we spoke to Amber and she had NSYNC literally just repost a video that she made.
Like, just to know that NSYNC has seen my face, knows that I'm alive.
I mean, she was in her feels for sure. So what was your brush with celebrity? Katie.
So I grew up in San Diego, and when I was 11, someone I knew, you know, neighborhood friends, she dated Mario Lopez. So she offered for us to meet him, and I was so shy, I hid. So later, like a week later or something, I run out in front of his car, stop him, and he lets me take a picture. So I have a picture of him. I think it was a black Ford Mustang then or something.
So, Katie, you almost got run over by Mario Lopez.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yes. Right?
That's funny.
Love it.
I know. Mario Lopez almost hit me. All right. That's funny.
I went and hid.
Kelly from Crescent Hill said, not to one-up Amber in her NSYNC story, but my husband shared an elevator with Color Me Bad 30 years ago. Color Me Bad. Is that the I Want to Sex You Up,
yes,
Color Me Bad?
That, yes. We know that song. That's amazing.
Oh, shoot. This one.
She says he keeps talking about it. Yes.
Yeah. This song. All right. This band. Oh, yep. That's funny. Yeah. Look at that elevator.
Wow,
I love that.
Right,
good stuff there. Thank you for the stories there on 99.7 DJX. Oh, you know what? I forgot to tell Shannon's story. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
so,
you did.
Yeah, I did. So sorry. So yeah. Brushes with celebrity. Shannon. She wrote us and said, saw Kevin Hart at Walmart, asked for a selfie. He started shouting, not every short black man is Kevin Hart. Still didn't get the selfie. That's totally something Kevin Hart would have said too.
Oh no.
Oh, I loved it. And then Gina messaged us and said, the actor who played Phil of the Future. That was a show from like the early 2000s. Came to my middle school and signed autographs. He said he liked my shirt. I went home and threw up from excitement. All right, that's good stuff. All right, there you go. Thank you for the brush with celebrity stories. All right, time for a stupid fact of the day. Kelly, you ready for this?
I don't know, but let's do it anyway.
Yeah, so this is where we find things on the internet and bring them to you after running it through a strict verification process.
Okay.
I always like to say. All right, so this is kind of crazy. Stupid fact of the day. The average person will eat 26 cookies, 25 pieces of candy, 13 slices of cake, 12 pieces of pie, 13 brownies, and 13 cupcakes just over the holidays.
Are you shaming us to go on a
no,
diet?
Not at all.
I feel
shamed. I'm impressed.
I feel attacked.
I am impressed.
I feel attacked. Wow, that's a lot.
I mean, just that's think about lot. That. Wow.
Oh. And listen, that is...
So are we saying...
some recovery.
Yeah, I mean, are we saying that that's, I guess, starting, you know, holidays, you know, November, December, that's... We're in prime holiday season form right now.
Well, it started with Halloween candy, did it not? Like, I'm counting that's the start. Because that's when, right, you get the bags a little early. And then you start, you know, kind of sampling. And before you know it, you've eaten a bag before Halloween night.
Would
that's
you,
not good.
Would you, are you, okay, so you're considering Halloween being the start of that.
We're talking about, like, eating bad stuff for us and overdoing it on the snacks. I'm starting at Halloween. That's where it starts for us. Mm. And then it just goes downhill from there into Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, yeah, here's, I mean, just all bets are off.
Here's
there
what
are
I,
no rules.
Here's what I see when I see those stats.
26 cookies, 25 pieces of candy, 13 slices of cake, 12 pieces of pie, 13 brownies, and 13 cupcakes. I'm thinking, wow, all that is in my future?
Goals.
I'm just like,
hashtag
wow.
Goals.
Wow. Yeah. I am excited. Yeah. Let's roll.
All righty then. Are you going to try to make sure you're hitting that number?
Hitting the quota?
Yeah, I think. Do you keep the quota in mind?
Well,
are you keeping track?
26 cookies, you know, we're halfway through November as it is. So, I mean, we only have about 6 more weeks to kind of figure this out. So,
oof.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you got to average a little bit over 4 cookies a week to hit that quota.
See, that doesn't sound like that is too difficult to do.
Right?
Like, I feel like we do that any given week.
You think?
Yeah. Okay. We like to make cookies around here. It's like our fave. Okay, when I say make cookies, 13... I mean heat up pre-made cookie dough.
Sure. I understand how you cook. 13 slices of cake. I'm thinking, wow. What kind of cake are we having?
I don't know if I'm going to hit that quota.
Let me get up to the dessert table. 12 pieces of pie?
Much.
Are they all different types of pie, or is it the same type of pie?
Well, you got to sample it all. Listen, there's a pumpkin pie and apple pie. With the caramel icing, right? Dutch apple with the caramel icing. You can heat that puppy up just a smidge in the microwave, put some ice cream on top. You can let that live for a while in your house. Yeah. Yeah, you can keep going back to that little tin for a while.
So you're saying that it doesn't necessarily have to be different types. If you preserve the one pie properly, you could continue to enjoy time and time again the same pie.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
But variety is the spice of life, Kelly.
Well, it depends on if you get real big pies, you can keep enjoying that same pie. Or, you know, get a variety. We don't need a ton of variety in our house. We like what we like.
All right, so there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day. The average person will eat 26 cookies, 25 pieces of candy, 13 slices of cake, 12 pieces of pie, 13 brownies, and 13 cupcakes over the holidays.
Who is keeping track of that, by the
way? Let's just enjoy the moment, all right?
I'm not keeping track. I'm not going to feel shame.
This isn't a shaming segment at all.
To me, that's a license to do it.
This is goals. That's what it is. All right, feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
Okay, so this is kind of a really great story of a gym teacher in Kosovo who had a soft spot for street dogs.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Lozin Prenku. He started picking up every homeless dog he saw and created a small shelter in his home.
We take the dogs from the streets, those who need care, to a veterinarian. In many cases, we take them to the shelter, vaccinate them, sterilize them, and they are ready for adoption. The moment a dog comes to the shelter, he is open for adoption.
Aw.
Isn't that sweet? And so Inside Edition featured his story. He took it a step further, applied for international funding from animal organizations in Sweden, Germany, and the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
to open a larger full-time shelter.
Nice.
So now dogs of all breeds run freely. They have 400 dogs. They're cared for by 4 temporary employees and several volunteers.
Nice.
Yep. You can see that story on our website, WDJX.com.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. So it all kicked off with Amber's recount of NSYNC just reposting a video that she created for them celebrating their 25th anniversary of their Christmas album and the excitement she had.
Like, just to know that NSYNC has seen my face, knows that I'm alive.
she was having a moment. So we were like, you know, what other brushes with celebrity have you had? And Jennifer, she texted in and said, you know, I grew up in San Diego and they filmed Bring It On at my friend's house. He invited me over. I got to meet Kirsten Dunst when she walked into the room on set. So that was pretty cool. She said,
amazing.
Also was best friends in college with America Ferrera's sister. So I spent a significant amount of time with her, including a family trip to San Francisco before she was super famous.
Wow.
Sarah texted in and said, I went to middle school with Kesha. We were really good friends. Sleepovers. Also, she said our assistant principal at her school left to go manage some new country act. On the principal's last day, the guy came to perform for us, sang his first single. It was Blake Shelton.
What? What in the world?
I know. It's sometimes when they, like, before they become famous, those stories are just fantastic.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so some great stories there. Thank you. If you always want to, if you're thinking about one, you're like, oh, you know what? I got one. Yeah, feel free to text it to us, 502-795-1997. And if you wanted to hear Amber's original story, you can. It's up on our podcast, WDJX.com. All right, coming up next, if Delta, United, Sprint, all those airlines could make a mistake like this, that'd be nice. Okay. It's a setting the bar story, but wait till you hear what happened. All right?
All right.
Coming up in just a few, 99.7 DJX. This is setting the bar story. Kelly, this is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if Delta, United, Southwest, any of those major airlines could make a mistake like this, that'd be nice. But if you could manage to make it through the day without being the person or thing who accidentally discounts airline tickets to $1.37, then you're doing okay.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh, they'd have to honor that, right? All the tickets booked at that price, they'd have to honor it, right?
This happened in Japan earlier this year, and they did not do that. They did not honor this. However, this, which may not have been human error, this airline in China called China Southern, they scrambled last week after they accidentally started selling plane tickets for as low as $1.37. It was a glitch in their app that extended to several ticket booking platforms as well. So they were priced between $1.37 and $4.12.
Holy cow.
And there were a bunch of people that were like, yeah, taking advantage of this.
I'm going somewhere.
So
maybe I wasn't planning to travel before, but now I am.
I know. Not sure how many tickets were sold at that price, but they actually put out a statement that said all those tickets sold are valid. And passengers can still use those like they would normally would any tickets.
Oh,
so
really?
They honored the glitch and they
honored.
Yes. So they did the right thing there. And
they did. That is good for customer service.
For sure. So again, knock, knock, knock. Delta, ooh. United, Southwest, Sprint, any of those.
If anybody wants to make an oopsies on the computer.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, give us a heads up before you do it. That'd be great. I mean,
help us take a vacation.
Granted, it's maybe a little insider trading, but hey, you know, what's the harm, right?
You know what? Computer glitches and accidents happen.
That's
maybe
right.
I just forgot to add a couple of zeros.
So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without being the person or the app who accidentally discounts airline tickets to $1.37, which is a win for all of us.
Yes, but bad news for the person that made the oopsies. And are they going to dock his pay?
Yeah, don't know if it's an actual human error or not. But yeah, that is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. It's got a lot of stuff up on the website for our tickets. I mean, we made the announcement that Drake is coming to Lexington Rupp Arena in March. So we're hooking you up with Pick Your Ticket all this week with Travis Scott, who announced that he's coming to concert in Louisville in January. And tickets for that show go on sale this Friday. Drake, again, March, Rupp Arena. Tickets for that show go on sale this Friday. AJR coming in April, and tickets for that show go on sale Friday. So, yeah, Emily's got those tickets for you. So, again, a ton of tickets to win here on 99.7 DJX all week long.
They'd make great stocking stuffers if you want to get a jump on holiday shopping, right?
Yes.
Look at that.
You're right, Kelly.
I'm just saying, that's fun. Yes. You can win them as a gift for somebody. And listen, we need to direct attention to the craziness that went on at Taylor Swift's Eras Tour stop in Argentina.
So if you've heard about this before, it was because literally people quit their jobs in order to get in line to get tickets for this show once it was announced. Uh-huh. But then once she did finally open up her, I guess, international tour there in Argentina, Travis Kelce made an appearance there alongside her dad.
Yes, he's watching the show, and she gave him a couple of nods during the show. Step by step, we come to town, we go.
He's a queen. Karma takes all my friends to the summit. Karma is the guy on the cheese.
Yeah, changed the lyrics to Karma there from...
Yeah, the faces on her dancers are all like, what? No,
I know.
She didn't. Yes, she did. And then she like points at him talking about loving all the players. And yeah, it was, there's a couple of nods. And then a lot of people got on film. She's walking backstage. She's waving to her fans, runs and jumps into his arms
Gives
for big smooches backstage. Yep. I mean, they
very
are...
cute.
On cloud nine. She even, I think, made a reference to him during Endgame. So, yeah, she's all in, talking about like she's falling in love again. And yeah, they're all in. Look at that.
Travis, tread carefully, my friend.
Uh huh.
Tread.
Oh, he's at this rate, he's getting a whole album.
I mean, this is a fairy tale. Hopefully it works out. Like, my goodness, these two
seem like they are
a good match. So hoping nothing but the best.
And we say that not knowing anything about them personally.
I mean, other than the fact that, you know, maybe we've met Taylor a couple times or whatever, but like, that's it. You
but
know,
we don't know
everything
her personally.
That we, everything that we've seen about Travis and Taylor is what we've seen on, you
everything
know,
we've seen on
social
the
media
internet
on the internet.
Tells
exactly.
Us that they're perfect for each other. Yeah, and so, we hope this is her happily ever after so she doesn't have to write a Travis breakup album.
No, not at all. Not at all. So,
and then trashing football. Oh, gosh, yes, football could be collateral damage.
Let's hope. Anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, wdjx.com. Click listen.